Although the pod satellite is in orbit and functioning well, we have a minor setback with the onboard computers. A minor programming error for which I take full responsibility. Specifically, the FIR filter has a faulty voxel index, which means the pod's anomaly detection software is not functioning properly. We are working on a fix. The crowd sighed, apparently accustomed to NASA letdowns. What does that mean for the current effectiveness of the satellite? Someone asked. Harper took it like a pro, confident and matter-of-fact. Imagine a perfect set of eyes without a functioning brain. Essentially, the pod satellite is seeing 20/20, but it has no idea what it's looking at. The purpose of the pod's mission is to look for melt pockets in the polar ice cap. But without the computer to analyze the density data pods receives from its scanners, pods cannot discern where the points of interest are. We should have the situation remedied after the next shuttle mission can make an adjustment to the onboard computer. A groan of disappointment rose in the room. The old man glanced over at Sexton. He presents bad news pretty well, doesn't he? He's from NASA, Sexton grumbled. That's what they do. The VCR tape went blank for an instant, and then switched to another NASA press conference. This second press conference, the old man said to Sexton, was given only a few weeks ago. Quite late at night, few people saw it. This time, Dr. Harper is announcing good news. The footage launched. This time, Chris Harper looked disheveled and uneasy. I am pleased to announce, Harper said, sounding anything but pleased, that NASA has found a workaround for the pod's satellite software problem. He fumbled through an explanation of the workaround, something about redirecting the raw data from pods and sending it through computers here on Earth, rather than relying on the onboard pod's computer. Everyone seemed impressed. It all sounded quite feasible and exciting. When Harper was done, the room gave him an enthusiastic round of applause. So we can expect data soon? Someone in the audience asked. Harper nodded, sweating. A couple of weeks. More applause. Hands shot up around the room. That's all I have for you now, Harper said, looking ill as he packed up his papers. Pods is up and running. We'll have data soon. He practically ran off the stage. Sexton scowled. He had to admit, this was odd. Why did Chris Harper look so comfortable giving bad news and so uncomfortable giving good news? It should have been in reverse. Sexton hadn't actually seen this press conference when it aired, although he'd read about the software fix. The fix at the time seemed an inconsequential NASA salvage. The public perception remained unimpressed. Pods was just another NASA project that had malfunctioned and was being awkwardly patched together with a less than ideal solution. The old man turned off the television. NASA claimed Dr. Harper was not feeling well that night. He paused. I happen to think Harper was lying. Lying? Sexton stared, his fuzzy thoughts unable to piece together any logical rationale for why Harper would have lied about the software. Still, Sexton had told enough lies in his life to recognize a poor liar when he saw one. He had to admit, Dr. Harper sure looked suspicious. Perhaps you don't realize, the old man said. This little announcement you just heard Chris Harper give is the single most important press conference in NASA history. He paused. That convenient software fix he just described is what allowed pods to find the meteorite. Sexton puzzled. And you think he was lying about it? But if Harper was lying and the pod's software isn't really working, then how the hell did NASA find the meteorite? The old man smiled. Exactly.